This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we get it. Darth Rooter. Wayne Root is back. The dark, evil liberals are in trouble. Root is back. Stronger than ever. Call me the comeback kid. Forget Bill Clinton. Comeback kid. Friday night, kidney stone surgery. And I'm talking real surgery because I was out. You know, anesthesiologist out. Wake up in the hospital. No, where the hell you are. And by Sunday night, Friday night surgery, by Sunday night, out to dinner with my fiance Cindy, and by today, workout in the gym, hard workout, animal workout, warrior workout, unbelievable. Friday night surgery, Tuesday morning workout. That's pretty damn impressive. And I got to thank Dr. Michael Finkelstein, got the number one urologist and urology surgeon in the state of Nevada, maybe in the country. What a great job he did for me. Who makes a comeback like that? And who has a doctor who makes a home visit, a house call on Sunday? I made a house call at my house on Sunday. This guy's the greatest. Dr. Michael Finkelstein in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fantastic. And so I'm back, baby. Big comeback. Also big comeback for America. Because the NHL has just approved a 24-team playoff schedule, and they're not sure yet what date it starts, but they've got it in place, and the NBA is inches away from approving a big playoff schedule that will all revolve around Orlando, Florida. The NBA will revolve around, I think, like six host cities, including Las Vegas. There's no question, I think, as long as the players' union goes along with it, and they all want to get paid, so I'm certain they will. Despite some bitching and moaning, in the end they'll go along with it. There will be Major League Baseball starting by July. The NHL probably in June. The NBA starting early June, it looks like. And the NFL, several owners have said, it's not even a question. We're playing and there's going to be stadiums with fans. PGA is starting in a couple weeks. So everything is starting again. America is coming back again. Big comeback for Wayne Allen Root and big comeback for sports and America. And by the way, a quick happy birthday for my sweetheart, my fiance Cindy Parker. It's her birthday today. We're going to a great birthday dinner tonight, and so happy birthday, Cindy. I want to make sure everybody knows that. What else do I want to get to? Voting recommendations. I want to make sure everybody knows that I have the choices after vetting the candidates who to vote for in the Nevada election, including Congress and judges. And I've got them. Just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and my trusty producer Andrew Paul will send you back our picks, my selections for who's going to win. Andrew's in charge of it all. He's got the lockbox. And Andrew will send it to you. Just send it to WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com for the Wayne Root voting recommendations for the June 9th Republican primary. Don't make a mistake and vote for the wrong person. Wayne Root is knighting the right people. I'm anointing the right people who will represent us properly in November in the general election. Vote for the wrong person and you either get a loser who's going to automatically lose to the Democrat, or you get a rhino Republican who's going to lose, or if they happen to somehow manage to win, it's because they've got a wink-wink, they're on the take, and they're just as bad as the Democrat, and they prove all the same terrible things. And so I'm trying to avoid all that, and I've got the right candidates for you. So just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and in the next day, by tomorrow, it'll all be up on my website, RootForAmerica.com. It'll be up on my website as of tomorrow, RootForAmerica.com, but it's not up yet. My webmaster promised to have it up by tomorrow. But we'll just email it to you. And then, of course, the biggest news story of the day and of the weekend, I think. First, it was, of course, Joe Biden, who never stops giving us, you know, he's like herpes, the gift that keeps on giving. He had never fails to have a stupid comment that proves he's got dementia and there's something wrong with him. And it was the big comment over the weekend that, you know, if you don't vote for me, if you're not certain who you're voting for, and it's not me, you're not black. You can't really be black. But that's now off the headlines. That's not even important anymore. Because Obama's top economist, and of course that would make him Biden's top economist, it was the Obama-Biden administration, says the best economic comeback in history is about to happen in the United States, and Democrats are worried about it. They're scared. They don't want it to happen. They want you to lose your job, and they want your job to stay lost till November so that the country's in agony. They admit this, folks. It's out there. It was in Politico today. Politico is a liberal magazine. Politico admits Democrats dread fast economic rebound. Politico is a left-wing magazine. They admitted today Democrats are dreading the idea of a fast economic boom as America reopens, which explains the push among Democrat governors to extend their coronavirus lockdowns. Thanks to these lockdowns, 40 million people are unemployed. 40 million lives have been shattered. Lines at food pantries go on for miles. Countless small businesses are in danger of never opening up or opening up quickly and then closing quickly because you can't do business under the ridiculous guidelines that they've got for you. Democrats are scared to death of quick economic rebound just because they want to win in November. Folks, that's disgusting. I hated Obama, and I criticized him and his policies and his economy all day long, but never once did I say I want him to fail, because how would I want him to fail? Look at this. Wow, you guys are great. The emails are flying in asking for my voting recommendations as I speak. They're coming in like one a second. I'm watching my email screen, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'm watching my screen as I'm talking to you, and they're flying in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad you value recommendations. And by the way, everything's important. All the judges are important. I'll give you those. State Assembly, I'll give you those. But nothing's more important than the United States Congress. We've got to have Sam Peters in CD4 and Dan Rodheimer in CD3. Don't believe any of the lies that their opponents are telling about them. Don't believe any of the lies the opponent of Dan Rodheimer is saying. Don't believe any of this nonsense. The fact is, I vetted them all. There's only two candidates that could possibly win in November for us that are real conservatives and have nice personalities, which is the combination necessary to win. And that's Dan Rodheimer in CD3 and Sam Peters in CD4. Make sure you vote for them above all else, okay? But these lockdowns have destroyed the country, and Democrats are scared to death that we might come out of it. Political headline reads, the general election scenario Democrats are dreading. And what's the scenario? We're about to see the best economic data we've seen in the history of the United States of America, says a former economic advisor to Barack Obama. Told a bunch of bigwigs from both parties last month. His name is Jason Furman. And Politico says he laid out a detailed case for why the months preceding the November election could offer Trump the chance to brag truthfully about the most explosive monthly employment numbers and GDP growth ever. Furman's pitch, his counterintuitive pitch, has caused some Democrats, especially Obama alumni around Washington, D.C., to panic. This is my big worry, said a former Obama White House official who's close to the former president. Asked about the level of concern among top Democrat Party officials, he said, it's high, 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 high. And top policy officials on the Biden campaign are preparing for a full economic debate. And they want it to look like things are horrible and no one's got a job. The last thing they want is an economic recovery. Do you understand what that makes them? I call them, I'm just going to call it as I see it, traitors, evil. If you hate America and are rooting for America to fail. See, I used to root for Obama to fail, and Obama's policies were big losers, and I wanted them to fail. I don't want big tax increases and big regulations, so I wanted them to vote him down. That's called failing. But I didn't want the economy to fail. Nobody wants the economy to fail. I run businesses. I run 10 businesses. Do I want the economy to fail? So I never rooted for Obama's economy to fail. I rooted for Obama's policies to fail. These guys aren't saying they're rooting for Obama's, for Trump's policies to fail. They're saying they don't want a comeback for the American economy. And this is no different than the argument made by Bill Maher. A year and a half ago, Bill Maher said on his show, He hopes America has a recession so Trump doesn't get reelected. Do you understand a recession causes millions of people to lead miserable lives? Well, this is not a recession. It's a depression. But everybody knows Trump had nothing to do with it. This had to do with a pandemic, the most weird, mysterious pandemic, one of them in world's history. Nothing to do with Trump, but the comeback will have everything to do with Trump. He's killing regulations as fast as you could kill them. So the question is, if Democrat governors want to keep us locked down, what does that make them? That's the question. What does that make them? I think it makes them traitors. I think it makes them evil. Obama's top economist says best economic data in history is about to happen to the USA, and Democrats are scared to death and worried it's going to happen. Wow. And this is the proof. Virginia's governor mandates masks today. From now on, do you understand? I said on this show the other day, and I've always said, if what it takes to open up business is for all of us who own a business to operate the same way as Costco, I always said I'm for it. If Costco has masks, if Costco has distancing, if Costco has spacing, whatever Costco has, limited occupancy, whatever it is, we'll do it. But I've also said it's ridiculous to ask for masks now when we've already gotten through February and March and April and almost all of May. Why would you want masks now when A, it's dying out clearly around the United States, coronavirus, and B, heat is coming and sunshine's here in Las Vegas. It's going to be 110 degrees almost the next 3 days. Why would I worry about virus? Virus is dead in 110 degree heat. Why would you want a mask now? Because they want to kill the economy. It's now out in the open. Democrats are evil. Democrats are traitors. Democrats are rooting for the failure of America, the failure of the economy, and the failure of your job. They don't want your job to come back till after November, which means your life is ruined. Because if it doesn't come back till after November, it's never coming back. So Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, mandated masks today, including in restaurants. You have to leave a mask on until the moment you start eating. These people are mentally ill. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. The emails keep flying in, people wanting my recommendations. Remember, you can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, for the Republican primary coming up on June 9th. Everybody can vote right now and send in your ballots. Don't wait for June 9th. It's a mail-in primary. I've got all my recommendations, WayneRoot@gmail.com. God, 100 of you already have asked me for my recommendations today. And it's been flying in about 100 a day for the last 2 weeks. So you do the math. You know, you're talking about over 1,000 people, and now it's been 100 in the last few minutes, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And, of course, you can just save all that if you want. Just wait till tomorrow and go to my website, Root4America.com. We'll have it up at the website tomorrow. One more endorsement for you. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and they came through for me again with my kidney stone surgery. And I'll tell you more about it over the coming days and the coming weeks. But it pays to have Liberty HealthShare. They really are good. Even if the hospital won't accept Liberty HealthShare, and I'll explain that over the next few days, but it's actually kind of good that the hospital won't accept Liberty HealthShare. Kind of good. And you go, what? I'll tell you why in the next few days. But it means they have to lower the price and give you a self-pay price, and then Liberty reimburses you after the fact. And the self-pay price was, first of all, the price of the surgery. Guess what a kidney stone surgery costs, according to a top-notch hospital in Las Vegas, where you're not staying overnight? $33,000. Guess what the cost was for self-pay? $4,000. And now you get Liberty to pay you back the $4,000 instead of an insurance company telling you we're not paying the $33,000. Half the bill's on you. So it works out much, much better. Liberty will reimburse me after the fact, and I just put the $4,000 on a credit card. And the surgery was fantastic. Friday night surgery, terrible pain. Felt like a 90-year-old man. Couldn't walk one step without excruciating pain. Saturday, 100% better. Sunday, 1,000% better. Sunday night, out to dinner with my lovely fiance Cindy. And then Tuesday morning, this morning, working out in the gym. Working hard like an animal. Like everything's fine, like nothing ever happened. So I give the credit to Mike Finkelstein, the surgeon. I give the credit to Liberty HealthShare for providing the health insurance to pay the doctor, the anesthesiologist, and eventually the hospital. Thank you, Liberty Health Share. Liberty is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. You can sign up any time of the year. There's no windows. It's just all year, 365 days a year. There's no network. You pick your own doctor, hospital provider. There are no contracts. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums. My fourth year, so I've saved $72,000. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. They know it's coming from me, and they'll give you the best deal in the world. Roll out the red carpet. So I was talking about Virginia mandating masks. First of all, the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, who's the blackface loser, they caught him in blackface. Here's a guy saying, I'm a Democrat, I love black people. And then as a kid, he's in blackface in law school. Or maybe it was medical school. I can't remember what it was. But it was in a major graduate school program. He's wearing blackface at a party. And now he got caught doing a selfie with a fan without a mask on. She doesn't have a mask. He doesn't have a mask. His face is next to hers. These are the people that demand you wear masks. So he's so embarrassed, he covers up by demanding everybody has to wear a mask now inside any public place beginning Friday as part of the effort to combat further spread of coronavirus. He says, now you've got to wear masks anywhere people congregate, inside retail spaces, shopping malls, government facilities, public transportation. Masks will be required in restaurants except while patrons are eating. So you think I'm going to walk in a restaurant and sit down with a mask till the food comes? You're out of your mind. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. The only exemptions, you don't have to wear a mask during exercise. I'm shocked. And children 9 years old and younger are exempt from the rule. He says, I'm taking a step because science increasingly shows the virus spreads less easily when everyone is wearing face masks. Folks, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You can't wear a face mask in a restaurant. I mean, you can, but no restaurant will stay in business. I'm sure it's already 50% occupancy allowed only. And I'm sure they've got, you know, a table spaced out from each other. And that's bad enough, and I'm sure the staff is wearing masks, which means you're safe. You don't need to wear a mask. If you wear a mask in between eating, no one's going to go to a restaurant ever again. Ever again. So stupid. Here's a letter from one of my fans. Hey, Wayne. On our way out of town this weekend, heading to our cabin, we stopped at a diner. I was wearing a blue Trump 2020 shirt. When we entered, it was as if all eyes were on me. Everyone had eyes on me. I could not believe the number of complete strangers who felt compelled to give winks, thumbs up, high fives, handshakes, even a hug. All from Trump-supporting complete strangers eager to tell me of their support for President Trump. Wow, the most fun I had the whole weekend. He had more fun wearing the Trump shirt in the diner than he did having a vacation for the weekend. And what he's trying to tell you, my good friend Doug, my fan Doug, is trying to tell you, people love Trump. They love Trump.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is providing affordable options for insulin to seniors with diabetes under Medicare.
Participating plans will cap costs to just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free.
Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, the president says the price of insulin is currently through the roof. House Republicans are suing Democrats over a plan to permit proxy voting on the House floor. That's according to aides for Senate Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Republicans filing the lawsuit in federal court on Tuesday as the House plans to begin proxy voting on Wednesday. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 530 points to finish today at 24,995. The S&P gained 36. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the product.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, the governor of our state, Nevada, is such a wussy, such a sissy, such a pussy cat. Listen to the press conference that was scheduled for 5:30 today to announce how quick we're opening up the casinos. 5:30 today, West Coast time, so it was supposed to start an hour from now. Here is the latest press release from the governor's office. Out of an abundance of caution, Governor Steve Sisolak has canceled today's press conference. He still plans to provide an update on Tuesday evening, delivered in a pre-recorded video filmed from the governor's mansion. In other words, with no one there. Because last week he visited a workplace where an employee who was not in the building at the time has since reported testing positive for COVID-19. And the governor's office learned of the positive test result just today. And upon learning of the exposure, oh my God, the governor's office took immediate and responsible action to limit the governor's exposure. Out of an abundance of caution, the governor's canceling his in-person press conference pending his own COVID-19 test results. He's scheduled to take a COVID-19 test Wednesday morning and will inform all the waiting Nevadans. Oh my God, we love you, Steve. Oh, my God, of the results when they come in. At no point in the 5 days since the potential exposure has the governor exhibited any symptoms. This is the mental illness of governors of Democrat blue states who are afraid of their own shadow. Oh, my God, maybe you better take some hydroxychloroquine. Oh, I forgot, you banned it, you stupid moron. All right. What a moron. What a wussy. What a sissy lack. We've got my guest, James Hurston, with us, who's a tough guy like Wayne Allyn Root. God, you were in a building and one person had it. He wasn't in the building at the time. Run for your life. It's a nuclear bomb. These people are just mentally nuts. Scaredy cat. James Hurston's here. New York Times.
But it fits the pattern, Wayne. It fits
the pattern. Tell me
the pattern is?
What is it?
They're dragging their feet. They're stalling. They don't want to open. They don't want the economy to recover. So they just keep coming up with excuses, phases, new guidelines, new BS. And it's, I know there's a point where, you know, these states are cutting their own throats, but they don't mind.
Right.
Because this is all we've got to two things. Mail-in ballots so we can cheat and crash the economy so that now the Biden campaign is actually coming out with ads that are going to run on the economy. They're going to claim that Trump has crashed the economy. That's the audacity of the Democrat Party today.
All right, we're talking to James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor from Orange County, California. I'm sorry you're trapped there in California, the People's Communist Republic of California. Expertise, entertainment industry website, jameshurston.com. We have them every Tuesday afternoon at this time. Hey, James, I think Democrats are really slitting their own throats. First of all, you've got the Politico article, a left-wing publication came out today, Politico, and said Democrats are scared to death. Their biggest worry is that the economy might recover before November. If the average person hears this, and now they're going to hear about this, they're going to be, the jaws are going to drop to the floor, and they're going to realize Democrats are rooting for the death of jobs so you and your family can starve, therefore you might vote against Trump. That's disgusting and evil.
Truly, truly, I'm so glad you used those words, because people are seeing through it, Wayne. Look at what happened in the 25th Congressional District, mostly Los Angeles voters, voting overwhelmingly in a landslide in a special election for the Republican. The reason they did that is they're seeing through the lockdown. They're seeing the evil of these officials, and especially the people that live in Los Angeles that have to deal with Mayor Garcetti, who is absolutely gone berserk with power. And so he comes up with rules that are so ridiculous and arbitrary. For example, you can go to the beach, but you can't go on the dry sand, only on the wet sand. You know, of course.
How does that make any sense?
It doesn't.
There's no ease in the dry sand, not the wet sand, or on the wet sand, not the dry sand. These people are mentally ill. There's no question. But you're right. It's not mental illness. They just want to find an excuse to keep the economy shut and destroy Trump's economy.
Yeah, there's no question about it. As a matter of fact, you noticed, I mean, what they're exercising is a kind of fascism. And Antifa is nowhere to be found. Antifa, that supposedly opposes fascism, has disbanded. Except they showed up recently in Europe, in Germany, to protest stopping the lockdown. So we know this is a worldwide left-wing phenomenon where the left's fever dreams are coming true. They're able to basically produce the Green New Deal and bring in the far-left policies by perpetuating the lockdown, and at the same time they get in mail-in ballots. And they keep Biden stuck in the basement, which they realized after he came out with his shades and black mask, it is probably a good idea to keep him in the basement. He himself, when asked about hiding in the basement, he says, well, hiding's working pretty well.
Let me just read you something, because I think I mentioned this to you, and I've mentioned it on the air many times. I got on the text list, using a different name than my own, of big liberal organizations funded, I believe, by George Soros, who are involved in getting out the vote in Nevada, and it's clear they're going after illegals, because they keep saying you'll be deported if you don't vote against Trump. So how are you getting deported unless you're an illegal alien? So they're asking illegals to vote. But I want you to see their thinking, because it goes along with exactly what you're saying, and your columns are saying, that they want to shut down the economy. Here's what they sent me yesterday. Shut down Florida. And they have it in English and Spanish. Shut down Florida, because too many people are sick and too many people are dying in Florida. So they want you to sign a petition that shuts down the state of Florida. Florida has more than 50,000 confirmed cases, and that's not true, I don't think, more than 16,000 of which were in Dade County. Sign now and tell Trump and DeSantis to shut Florida down and keep residents safe. People over profit. And then they come back today, and just now they sent me, while you were talking, shut down Nevada. Washoe County reports 54 new COVID cases, bringing the total reported in the county to 1,459. Tell Sisolak to shut down Nevada and prevent more deaths. These guys are dying to re-shut down the United States of America, even states that have already opened. They want you to sign a petition to shut down the economy so nobody works.
Especially the states that are already open, because Georgia, Florida, Texas, Tennessee, the states that have opened up, threatened their narrative because the media and the experts said that
it would get
Georgia
worse.
Would be a death sentence for people, that Florida, there'd be a shortage of coffins, there would be so many deaths. There would be a spike, they said. And they said that weeks ago. And it did not happen. And so they're threatened by it, and they want it to shut down. And we have the same kind of talk, of course, out here in the People's Republic of California. And so the way they're trying to do it in the blue states is dragging their feet, and they're trying to pressure local politicians. And I would not, this hasn't happened that I know of, I have no evidence of this, but I would not put it past local officials to try to engineer a spike, to try to engineer the numbers. Because we've seen, obviously, the deaths have been exaggerated because the pure coronavirus deaths are a tiny fraction of the ones we're hearing. So I would not put it past them. And the other thing we keep hearing from the experts is with certainty they are saying there's going to be a second wave.
Right. Oh, this fall, we're all going to die this fall. They didn't kill us the first time, none of us. Nobody I know. So they'll have to try and kill us again in the fall. Folks, there wasn't one the first time. There won't be one the second time. Some people died, most of them very old, and half of them or so in every state in nursing homes. This has nothing to do with keeping the economy open and you going shopping at Albertsons. I'm sorry. It's got nothing to do with you going to the gym. It's got nothing to do with you going out to eat tonight. If you're a normal, relatively young, relatively healthy person, it just just doesn't have to do with you, and they never should have shut the economy down. Let me point out, James, because I'm known as this incredible Trump supporter, and I am. I love President Trump, and I'll be fighting for his reelection. But I am also known for being an honest guy, and so I always tell the truth, even if I disagree with Trump every once in a while. 1 out of 100 I might disagree with Trump. And so I just want to remind you, Trump's one of the ones who was hysterically against Governor Kemp reopening the Georgia economy. First he praised him, and then Fauci and Burks met with him and said, are you out of your mind? Georgia will be a hotbed of death, and you'll be blamed. And so then he went back and publicly said, no, 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 I've told him he's making a mistake. Don't open Georgia. And guess who was right? Not Trump. Kemp was more right than Trump was for the people of Georgia and the businesses of Georgia.
Shortly after that happened, if you'll notice, Fauci disappeared from the briefing. Fauci, we see Dr. Burks as the face, but we don't see Fauci. And I think Trump knows he's been given rotten advice, and that's
misled.
Why he's come, and he's come out and said, if there's a second wave, we're not shutting down, period.
Thank
and
God.
That's the way the American people have to make sure that their local officials stick with that. And if we have to send them messages through protests, we have to do so.
We'll do whatever we have to. And don't forget, Trump also came out and said churches are essential. And I'm going to override you if you close churches. So it's good. It's good. He's learned his lesson, I think. Don't listen to the dumb doctors and the so-called experts who are all TV frauds. Wayne Allyn Root back with more with James Urson.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't gotten a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, so many of you are ordering real water. I've had two people in the last hour who sent me emails saying they ordered $1,000 worth of real water, and another guy $500 worth of real water, cases of real water at Amazon. And that's what this promotion is all about, because they sponsor my show for the last year or so, Brent and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water. And I asked them, you know, can you do something special for my people? And they said, yeah. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there's going to be a coupon section. Put in 10WAR. That's the number, 10WAR, no space, 10, and then W-A-R caps, all caps, and you receive a 10% discount, and the Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. It doesn't get much better than that. Real Water filled with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons, which means you hydrate on a set level, and you get a powerful antioxidant effect. Real Water, go to Amazon, search Real Water, buy it by the case, put in the code 10WAR, and it gets delivered to your home at a 10% discount. Simple as that. Real Water, thank you. All right, we're back with my guest, James Herson. Hey, James, welcome back.
Oh, great to continue our conversation.
Did you see today in Virginia, the governor got caught, Northam, without a mask, doing a selfie, and he was so embarrassed, he comes back and says, everyone now has to wear masks. Everywhere they go in Virginia, including restaurants, you have to keep the mask on except while you're eating. And so
right,
I'm just wondering how you think that's going to work out for restaurants, James. Not too well, I don't
think. I wonder how that's going to work out for Northam's reelection. You know, here's a guy gets caught in blackface and moved so far left, he's to the left of AOC. He's an honorary member of the squad. And every time he gets caught in something and gets embarrassed, he misuses his power and abuses his power. So, yeah, that's not going to work out. How are people you mean if somebody's going to sit there, cut their steak, pull down their mask, put something in their mouth, then put the mask back on and talk? I mean,
I don't know. It's
who's
not going to work.
Force it? Anyway.
Now, listen, even in California, you don't do that, correct? When you go out to eat, or are you even allowed to go out to eat yet? I don't even know. Do you have dine-in restaurants in California yet?
They just this week have been given the go-ahead, subject to a county-by-county setup, and most of the counties Right now, I hear that Ventura County and Orange County are going to open up. L.A. County is not for a couple of weeks.
Oh,
and they're going to have like 25% occupancy and masks on the way in and out.
It's terrible.
But not
it's
a
terrible.
Requirement that you have to eat with masks. The obviously, the people that work in the restaurant have to be masked and all that.
Listen, when
and
I was a kid,
and social distancing, of course.
When I was a kid, I grew up with a kid, you know, kid named Jimmy. Jimmy's one of my best friends, and Jimmy's parents owned a diner, a Greek diner in New York. So he was raised in the restaurant industry from the age of like three. He was dishwasher, he was host, he was waiter, he was bartender. They taught him every aspect of the business. He went on to start all his own restaurants and make, I don't know how much money. I'm assuming millions and millions of dollars. He's been successful for, he's the same age as me, 58. So for 40 years, he's run successful restaurants. It's like the age of 18. And he just texted me last night and said his restaurant was doing $60,000 a week in business, and now it's reopened for delivery only, I mean for takeout only, and he's doing $4,000 a week. And he said, Wayne, I can't make it. I'm done. I'm finished. I can't make it. And I said, you got to leave New York right away. You got to get out. His restaurant's in New York. I said, you got to leave. New York's a dying state. It's dying. You got to get to Florida or Texas. You got to get out of California. You got to get out of New York because people are leaving and people just aren't going to eat out anymore wearing masks. So you're done. Got to get to Florida.
Well, you're right.
Right?
You're right. You're absolutely
when I'm right, I'm right. What else can you do? You got to get out.
I mean, it's but we, the people of California are rising up, and there's lots of civil disobedience and places open. And we know the bravest people in the world run beauty salons. And so maybe we should make a battalion of cosmetologists. I don't know what they teach him in those schools. Not
well,
only
they
do they have courage and they look good.
But they did just say today, California says hair salons and barbershops can reopen in most counties. I assume that does not include L.A. County, though, right? Is that the deal?
Well, L.A. County is a county that's dragging its feet. There's too many hardcore Democrats running the county. But they are going to open. It's trying their best to stall. And they're screaming and warning about a second wave. Their fantasy is to open up and then close up again.
They're so dumb. Do you want to bet there's not one actress in Hollywood who didn't get a haircut or her makeup done over or hair colored for the last 3 months? They all had it done at home. They're lying.
They are lying. They all had it done. All the big politicians had it done. And a lot of the big politicians, you can see, have had their Botox injections. They had practitioners come to their home and give them injections. I'm not going to mention names like Gretchen Whitmer, but she's a freaking Botox ass.
Yeah.
But the thing that's the most monstrous big story we talked about in the break, Twitter slapping a fact-checking alert on Trump's tweets. Probably mostly because Mika Brzezinski's been nagging Jack Dorsey now.
Yeah, yeah, because he mentioned Scarborough might have murdered some aide of his, yeah.
Well, he asked questions about it. A lot of people have questions about it. But
right.
They're not fact-checking Adam Schiff's account, are they?
Yeah.
And
not fact-checking Joe Biden. You know, the guy with dementia in the basement, Joe Biden. Anyone fact-checking him? All right, we got to run. James Hurson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, website, jameshurson.com. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, rootforamerica.com. We'll be right back.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.